Coming up on Mac Mania, more rumors about the iPad 3, the MacBook Air turns 4 years old, and Apple threatens to sue a Hong Kong company over a Steve Jobs action figure. All that and much more coming up on Mac Mania, episode 19. This is Mac Mania, episode 19, for the 16th of January, 2012. We're gonna sue you. Welcome everyone to Mac Mania episode 19, the 19th show that we've done since we started Mac Mania. We've probably done more than that. We've probably done like 20, like 2 or something, because we had like betas. But this is the show that gives you your weekly dose of Apple news. And joining me, like always, like last year, is Mark Knight. Hello, Mark, from the Mr. Mark UK.
Hello. Show.
It's great to be back with you doing Mac Mania. And this is your third Mac Mania this year.
Yes,
yes. And it's this is great. My first Mac Mania for this year. Because I missed last week's, because I was at a cricket match, and I missed the last week's because we had basically time issues. It wasn't really time issues with the unboxing. It was more like tech issues, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, kind of, because we didn't actually know what time the Mac was coming.
Yeah, but it was, like, I would have probably waited around, and I would have waited around and would have done the unboxing with you, but I had technology issues. I had absolutely crashing everywhere. My computer went off, what? I had to restart my computer nine times. I think it actually was 9 times.
Yeah.
To be dead serious, it actually was. Anyway, my computer's in good health now, working fine. I've put some virus software and everything. And, my computer's working very fine. So we're back with Mac Mania for 2012. We've got a new intro. If you haven't noticed, I just played it on the Blog TV stream. We've never actually done that before with an intro on Blog TV, have we? Hello?
Hello.
Didn't you hear what I said?
Yeah, we've got the new intro.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to reply, but anyway.
Nice intro.
And on the YouTube we'll have a voice overlay with it. And also at the start, we'll have a clip at the start. But anyway, that's for YouTube. What else was I going to say? I also like to say thank you to Lee for filling in for me last week while I was at a cricket match. I had a great time at the cricket match, but we lost, which was very unfortunate. But Lee did a very great job with Mac Mania last week. Do you agree with me, Mark?
Yes, he was doing very good. It was a bit different.
Yeah.
With Mac Mania.
Yeah.
But it was kind of good. He was, we asked him about the iPad 2 and iPhone 4S, and you can see a lot in the last Mac Mania episode on the YouTube, BevTV1.
Yeah, youtube.com/BevTV1 is where you can find that. Episode 18 is labelled as. Did a great job. But I'm very glad to be back. I've actually been very excited for this episode of Mac Mania because I just love doing Mac Mania. That's the thing. I love talking about Apple news. I love talking about Apple, and it's just great to be back. So I think we're ready to get into some Apple news. Are you ready, Mark?
Yes, I'm ready.
Well, let's get into our first story. This week we have a Apple press conference. No, not an Apple press conference. An Apple event, I should say, which is going to be held at New York at 10 a.m. Eastern. So that is Thursday this week. That is a Thursday at 3 p.m. for you, Mark. I'm pretty sure that's a 3 p.m. for you, and it's a Friday at 2 a.m. for me. So it's early for me.
Will it be on the internet by any chance?
I haven't heard anything from being the internet. I probably don't think it will because it's Apple. They don't stream things live like Microsoft do. They stream their events live. Or everyone streams events live except Apple. You can find, though, you would probably be able to find the event on CNN, but not live. It'll be like 20 minutes into the event and it'll be starting to play back. But basically,
it's my go live that day for Mac Mania on my show to talk about everyone like
that's
update.
What I was going to say. I was going to say if we could maybe do the event, even though it's not going to be really an exciting event. First, before I actually get into any of the what we're going to do, I should get into tell everyone what this event actually is. It is basically an education announcement. Now, Apple has confirmed this. It's not a rumor. It's not a what's his name. It's an actual official event. Basically, Apple's holding an education event on this Thursday in New York. Obviously, the invite above doesn't reveal too much unless Apple's planning on ramping the New York skyline. Basically, it's rumored that Apple could be getting into the textbook debruption game and optimizing educational content for the iPad. So textbooks, and this is something that Steve wanted, is textbooks. So we could see something to do with textbooks, something to do with education for those people who are at school at the moment. You're at college at Mark, I'm at school, for something to help people with education, I guess, is what this is. It's at New York, so it's somewhere different. What I was thinking, Mark, is I don't mind getting up early, and I would like maybe to cover this event, like we do with Mac Mania, like we did with the Steve Jobs, that's right, is cover the event. We won't be able to stream anything live, but basically look at the blogs and tell people what's happening. I guess we could maybe do that, if you're available.
Yeah, through Facebook and Twitter, yeah, I can do that, depending on if that time is right or not.
I mean, like a live stream though, like an actual live stream, if we could.
Yeah, I'm happy to ever do a live stream.
Yeah.
This all depends on what time is.
Well, we'll talk about it after the show, because I don't think we should expect any devices or anything. This is going to be basically education. But it's still interesting to see what Apple has to offer. Yes.
On the devices, there was rumors talking about the iPad 3 maybe this year, and an iPad 4 this year.
Yes, the iPad 4 has actually kind of gone away, so two iPads have kind of gone away now. It's normally focused to one. And what this rumored is basically an LCD screen, like we see on the iPhone. Maybe a new design. Curtis actually said on his he actually thinks that the iPad will come out late March or the beginning of April, and it will have an LCD screen and all that, so we could maybe see an announcement of it at the end of February.
Yes,
we could. What do you think about this, Mark? What do you think we'll see?
Sounds kind of right, April time age. Yeah, it will be great to see an iPad 3, because we had the iPad 2 last year. But then again, hopefully on the iPad 2, we probably have the iPad A5 chip again. Maybe a HD camera and even Siri.
Yes, that's what Curtis said, the HD camera.
And also, apparently, we're going to have something like some, you pay more, so you get like better internet when you're out and about, which sounds good.
Okay, I haven't heard anything about that, but yeah, that makes sense though. So really, just at the moment, the rumors are basically on the iPad. I think the Apple TV has kind of gone away just a little bit, but it's still there. I don't know. I recently rumored in the predictions episode. I think I said this in the predictions episode that we would see an iPad in October. And not at the beginning of the year. I don't know if I still change my mind. I'm not really sure now. But yeah, it's interesting. And like I said to you, Mark, I said this probably a couple of days ago to you, that anything can happen. We could see two iPads this year because Steve Jobs is not here. Not to say that Tim Cook's a bad CEO, but I don't know. I definitely don't think they will bring out two iPads this year. That just sounds really funny.
I don't think that'd be hard to really point this, because people all go and buy the iPad 4, so no iPad 4 is coming out, but not iPad 3, because iPad 1 gets sold. So it'll be pretty pointless. No, they won't make any profit off iPad 3.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So iPad 3, could it by any chance be iPad 2S? Is there
iPad 2? Could be,
who knows? Yeah, who knows? Or, yeah, I don't know. You never know, because they've done that with the iPhone, 3GS, 3S, you know, so on, you know. So, I don't know. We probably will see an iPad this year. Don't know when. Could be the end of February, we could see an announcement.
I would like to see an iPad 4 this year. iPad 5 out this year.
An iPad 5?
iPod.
Oh, yeah, an iPod 5, yes. Yes, an iPod 5. Yeah, maybe with Siri, maybe.
Possibly. Nice.
Obviously you probably need Wi-Fi for that, but
probably only work when you're indoors, but yeah. You're out and about.
You know what I'd like to see? Talking about the iPod Touch, predictions. I'd like to see probably an actual 1080p camera in the iPod Touch, because I think that's something that you would take around and actually use as a portable camera. The camera on the iPod at the moment is crap. I've got to say, you don't have it, Mark, you have third gen. But I guarantee that the camera's okay, but it is crap. It is kind of crap. So, But I would really like to see a 1080p camera on the iPod, because I know I'd probably use it.
I would use it. Always put my iPod on me everywhere I go.
Yeah. And you know, a lot of people do with the iPod. A lot of people do have it on there. on big car trips and stuff. People like to listen to music. It's a very good device. iPod 5, we could see that, maybe probably towards the end of the year, but I'm not sure. I'm not really sure. Maybe they might bring it out the same time as an iPhone 5, you never know.
Yeah, you never know.
Anyway, are we ready to move on from the rumours, predictions? Getting to our next story now, MacBook Air is 4 years old, and we should mention that Mark has now got a MacBook. You were, though, going to get the MacBook Air.
I was.
I'm having trouble explaining things today. But I think there was recently rumours that there might be a new MacBook Air soon, or something like that.
When I said last year I was going to get a MacBook, I originally wanted a MacBook, the one I've got now.
Yeah.
But halfway through the year, when I didn't get one, they stopped selling these. So I thought, great, I'm going to have to get the Air. And I didn't really want it because it didn't have the CD drive, and I had to pay about £40 for like a CD drive for it.
Yeah.
And then this popped up in another website, so I thought, I'll get it.
Mm.
And I'm pretty pleased with it.
Well, why wouldn't you be? A MacBook is a good thing to have, whether it's an old version or a new version. You don't have Lion on it, do you? Or
no, it's OS X Snow Leopard.
Right. Okay. I was just wondering. I thought
it's really slow because Rob, who was in the Christmas show, saw the MacBook Lucky, and he downloaded Lion, and apparently it's really slow.
Right. Probably makes sense. Anyway, MacBook Air, 4 years old today, so happy birthday, MacBook Air.
Happy birthday, MacBook Air.
Yep, and it was only a few episodes ago before we actually said happy birthday to the iPod, 10-year iPod. And also we actually said last week happy birthday to the iPhone, so it's basically a happy birthday to Apple devices, I think.
Well, that's funny, because my birthday's right in the middle of it, because I was 18 the same week I got the MacBook. So, pretty much, I was born in the same time. Well, my birthday is around the same time of Apple's birthday.
And I should just read this. 4 years ago today, Apple introduced the MacBook Air, then the world's thinnest notebook. It was Steve Jobs' last Macworld appearance. Do you know what Macworld is, Mark?
Yeah,
basically, Apple used to be there. It was basically a big convention, not a big convention, but a small Apple convention with Apple products, where people would go, and basically people that make things for Apple's products and basically go and showcase them. So it's a bit like CES, a little bit, but like the
I think they do a Macworld in the UK.
I think they might do too, or maybe even Australia.
Yeah, they do.
Apple used to be a part of it and used to do a press conference there like every January when it was Mac. By the way, I should mention Macworld is actually on this year, the 26th to the 28th of January. So it was a January event, and they would go there and basically, you know, maybe announce a few new products like they did 4 years ago with the MacBook Air. But they decided to pull out of Macworld, and a few years ago earlier, they pulled out of CES as well. So they used to be a part of CES, they pulled out of that, and they used to be a part of Macworld, now they're not a part of Macworld anymore. So Macworld's basically just for people to go showcase things that they've made for Apple devices. So basically, Steve Jobs, in his keynote, basically revealed the MacBook Air. And it was the
first... I actually remember when I was a kid, seeing this advert on the TV, talking about the world's thinnest computer. But oh my god, that is so thin, I don't want it. I don't like it. I can easily break it, I don't like it. And like, I put on that envelope thinking, no thank you, I don't want that one.
Yeah, I remember that, the envelope, yes. Yeah, though, that envelope ad, yeah.
I remember seeing it on TV, I was like, no thank you.
Yeah, no, it was, they pulled it out, and yeah, it was really thin. So, it was the world's finished MacBook, and now they've got basically a new model out, which they bring out. When did they bring it? I can't remember now.
Late last year,
yeah. Or 2010?
They brought one out last year, 2011.
Oh, did they? Okay, alright. Okay. Anyway, moving on now, what have I got also? I think the Steve Jobs action figure. Now, it was about last week or the week before, Hong Kong made a figure, I think China's done this as well, they made a Steve Jobs action figure. However, Apple has threatened to sue this Hong Kong company if they go and sell this figure. So, if they sell it, Apple's going to sue. What do you think of this, Mark?
Well, I remember watching the Coach Perry show, and he was saying, oh, I've ordered a Steve Jobs action figure from China. And he said he's bought it quick because he's scared that Apple won't allow him to sell it, so he needs to have one.
Which is what they're doing.
Yeah, so then again, the people who already bought him, they're going to be sued anyway. The people who already bought the action figure off China or New York or wherever it's coming from are going to be sued because they're going to have to sell them to the people who have already bought them.
Right, yeah.
Also, exactly. I think Apple shouldn't even sue them. I think we should have a Steve Jobs figure.
Yeah, they're not allowed.
Good idea.
I don't know, I heard rumours apparently that they tried to bring out one when Steve Jobs was alive, but Steve Jobs didn't want one. So I don't know if this is part of him not wanting one, or I don't know, but it would be really cool, and I would buy one if they did release one.
I would buy one if I had the money.
Yeah, it would be a good thing to buy. It would be a good collectible to have. In your office like 50 or 80 years later, even 100 if you're going to be alive at that time, just sitting there and just telling your grandkids or kids, just telling them how Steve Jobs was an actual figure. Because people who are going to be born now are not going to have a clue about what Steve Jobs was.
My friend's dad reckons he was the owner of Windows.
Who, Steve Jobs?
Yeah, no, he's a creator of Apple.
He was the owner of Next, I think. Is that what he means, Next, or...?
He said Windows. He said the Windows computers, that he's Apple. He created Apple. He was the owner.
That is the funniest thing I've ever heard. Oh, my light's gone off. I have to turn the light on. Hang on.
Whoa.
Oh, the light's starting to go down now. But anyway, the creator of Windows.
No.
Who was
it? I won't tell Steve Jobs that. He'll be offended.
Who was that that said this?
Oh, my best friend's dad said it.
Okay, someone's been smoking.
Yeah, I think if you told Steve Jobs that now, he'll be really offended. Or went up to Apple. Steve Jobs was a creator of Windows. They'll be really offended.
Although he did have a lot to do with Bill Gates, though. He was not a hater of Bill Gates.
He said Bill Gates is the owner of Apple.
Excuse me? Did you just say...
No.
What did you just say?
According to him, it's Bill Gates who owns Apple, not Windows.
What? Oh my god. So it's reverse.
No. And if you're watching this, I'm really sorry. Some probably watch it. Watch this.
I think so. Anyway, I think it's all for the Apple news for this episode. Great to be back and great to be talking Apple news again. And we got some more Apple news to talk about next week. And remember, this is the show that gives you your weekly dose of Apple news. But I should remind you, if you want us to talk about a certain thing that to do with Apple on this show, we're not just a Mac show, we're an Apple. Just because it's called Mac Mania doesn't mean it's just to do with Mac. You can email us if you want to tell us about a story or something that you want us to talk about. Just email us at macmania71@gmail.com, and we will try and talk about that on Mac Mania. It would be good to get some help from the audience about what we should talk about, because it would be good. And maybe rumors or something that you want us to talk about, maybe opinions you want to get from us. Just email us, macmania71@gmail.com, or I should probably say you can write on the Facebook fan page as well, and also tweet us at macmania71, and facebook.com/macmania71 as well is where you can get in contact with us. I was going to say something else, I forgot now, but that's how you can basically get in contact with us. And if you want us to talk about something on the show, please feel free to contact us on those links. Okay, so next week we will give you all the news from the education Apple event, which we'll talk about after the show. We'll maybe arrange to cover it live, which would be good. Anyway, it's time for the question of the week, Mark. It's my turn, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, my turn. And my question of the week is a very tough one, but is to do with Microsoft and Apple. Is Apple succeeding because Microsoft's products are overpriced? So basically what I'm asking is Apple succeeding is because Microsoft's items are overpriced? So Mark, do you think Microsoft's software, basically Windows 7, when you're going to get a CD, do you reckon it's overpriced?
No.
So you don't think it's really dear to go in and get basically an operating system that's basically around $200, don't know what that is in your money, but basically overpriced. Do you reckon it's overpriced? Or?
Some products are overpriced, yes.
To do with Microsoft?
Microsoft are quite cheap, in a way. Cheaper compared to Apple, obviously. But I think Windows products are quite a bit expensive, in a way.
What, Apple products?
Apple products are expensive.
Yeah. See, my take on this question is that I think Microsoft is overpriced. Now, Chris Perullo said he is, but that's not the point. I'm not getting this from him. His video, he said, is Microsoft, overpriced. I think it is. However, yes, Apple is dear. Apple is pricey. But you can basically get an OS X, MacBook, like you did, Mark. And you can upgrade to OS X, you can upgrade to Lion, for only $29.99 or whatever it is. When you have to upgrade to Windows 7 for $129, that is pretty overpriced.
That is overpriced.
Yeah.
I don't like that, because if I want to upgrade from Vista to 7, I'm going to have to pay so much money, but I don't have to, because I've already got a disc for 7. But yeah, I do think it is overpriced.
Have you upgraded, by the way? You haven't upgraded,
no,
have you?
I haven't yet.
Why is that?
I don't really want to. I like Vista.
Okay. Should get a. You should. Doesn't matter. But anyway, so that's the question of the week. It was kind of a weird one, actually. I kind of regret kind of asking it because it was kind of weird. Because I kind of asked, is Apple kind of succeeding because Microsoft's overpriced? But anyway, I'll better think of a better question for the next fortnight.
But if you want to answer the question, you can do it by sending us an email at macmanus71@gmail.com.
Yes, I've got a nice lower third for that as well. Emails with the email on it. So technology, you gotta love technology. But
yes,
anyway,
technology is brilliant when it works. Except for my granddad's error doesn't work. His DVD player doesn't work. And his CD player doesn't work.
Anyway.
Ah.
Alright, okay, time for the app of the week. Mark, your app of the week for this week.
My app of the week is the Apple Remote. You can download the Apple Remote on your iPod, iPad, or iPhone free of charge. I believe it's free of charge on the iPad. I'm not too sure. I haven't got an iPhone myself. But what it is, you can actually connect your iTunes account via your Apple Remote on your iPod. I really like that idea because I was playing around with it yesterday. So let's test it. I can actually show you. We go into the remotes.
So, what's the remote for again? Is it like what for your Mac?
iTunes. Account? It's for iTunes.
Oh, okay.
But at the moment, I don't know if you can see this. Actually, you can see
the iTunes logo.
Logging into Mark's library. And without doing anything, I can actually play a tune, which so I'm going to play one thing. And it's logging into my account. Looking for Mark's Night Library. It's taking longer than usual, but hey, a bit weird. Do I have to open iTunes?
You probably do, yeah.
Because the other day I was just playing randomly. Connecting to Mark Knight's. Alright. We're connected to iTunes, so if I am. I show you. I don't know if you can see in this screen.
Here's a video from Mr. Mark UK 1. Here's a video from Mr. Mark UK 1.
First, that's a good. That's a good.
That's all me. That's all the iPod.
Yeah, that's a pretty good app. I like that. And also, that's a good
so
tune as well.
Your laptop could be on your desk and you could be on your bed and just be about getting up to change something or mute something.
Is this for just the Mac or is this for Windows as well?
It's for your iTunes account, so it should work on your Windows computer as well. I did download it on the Windows computer, but I didn't know how it worked.
Right.
But now I know how it works, it should work.
Okay.
You've got to have iTunes open for it to work. But it was funny, the other day, it started playing automatically. I didn't even do anything, so I didn't know what was going on there. So I only downloaded it yesterday.
That's good. Well, thank you very much for that app, Mark. A very good app, and I can't talk today. I seriously can't. But anyway, I will definitely want to check out that app because that's a pretty good app. I kind of like that. I haven't got iTunes at the moment on my computer because it obviously crashed, and I haven't actually got iTunes just yet. So. Anyway, thank you very much for that app, Mark, and I'm guessing it's time for my app of the week. Now, I don't know if this is going to work the camera-wise. Don't know if you can, you probably can't kind of see this. You can probably see it just like a little bit, but I'll try my very best to kind of get it up. But basically, my app of the week is the Twitter app.
Yay.
And the reason why I like this app, the reason why it's my app of the week is because this app is really... like good because not only is it like the Twitter side of it, I can add heaps of accounts to it. I can add more than one account. So I've got on there my main account, which is my Jacob Bevis account. I've then got the MacMania Twitter account, which you can find at MacMania71, and I can just basically you go into this symbol here and click add, and then you can add a new account. And basically so if I want to go to the MacMania Twitter, I don't know, tweet something, I'm live, so on, and then get out of it. I want to check who's been tweeting. So Apple News has, Legend Elliot has said, just kicked off the week and got up. Hopefully it's going to be a good week for me and you. And Curtis Parody has tweeted stuff. How amazing would it be to meet me in New York City? It could happen if you vote for me. By the way, you can vote him at the Shorty Awards. Do you want to tell him about that, Mark? Right now?
The Shorty Awards, yes. Curtis Parody has been nominated for the Shorty Awards. And if he wins, at the moment he's in second place, if he wins, he would get to go to New York City and win a prize. And if he wins, he's going to make this a turn in The Sims 3. But lately he's been telling people to go and vote for him. And a lot of people have been getting upset, which I think it's really harsh. Curtis Parody should be able to vote. Ask people to vote for him. But I'm sure that other people are telling their people to vote for him. So hey, go and vote Curtis Parody for the Shorty Awards. There'll be a link down below. I'm not sure off by heart, but there'll be a link down below to go and vote for him. All you need is a Twitter account to vote.
I've got three Twitter accounts. Would that be cheating?
Sorry?
If I use my three, because we've got Mac Mania and Bev TV and all that, yeah, I can use the three accounts to vote for him. Is that cheating?
No, you can do that. Someone did that twin.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so this is the Twitter app. I've got Bev TV also. I've got three accounts on here that I mainly use. I have no other accounts except them. And it's just great to actually have an app that you just have you don't have to like log out or anything like Facebook, or you don't have to log out. It's just great to be able to just have multiple accounts on there, because I can just click on them and just tweet and then go back, maybe tweet on the Bev TV Twitter page. It's easy, and it's more easier than like having like just, you know, one account logged in, like those kind of apps. So I really like the Twitter app, and that's probably the only feature I like of the Twitter app. I like the other features as well, because it's easy to tweet and stuff as well. So my app of the week is the Twitter app. You do have to download it, and also remember it's also integrated into iOS 5 as well. So very good app. Have you got the Twitter app, Mark?
I have got the Twitter app.
Okay, good, well.
And I've also done the same thing that I am connected to Mac Mania at the same time.
That's good. That is very good, yeah, because it's a very good app. It really is. To be able to do that, because you can't do that on Facebook, can you? You can't do that on anywhere else.
No, it's a shame.
Yeah. So to be able to be connected into your multiple Twitter
accounts. How many Facebook accounts have you got?
I've got three. I've got my Jacob Bevis account, Mac Mania, obviously. And then the BevTV Twitter account, which just got made just recently, and you can follow that on at BevTV1. So that's my app of the week, Twitter. And I'm guessing that comes to the end of our show. I'm guessing.
Yes.
It does. It went very quick. But I think we covered everything, though. I think. Did we?
Yeah, I believe so.
I believe so. Well, well, anyway, I think we better wrap up. Mark, do you want to go through your links and also your new website as well?
Yeah. Well, as you can see in the link down below, you've got Mark Knott and MrMarkUK1.tk is my new website. It is changing were you saying something?
Yeah, I just said it's a very good website, but I actually like it. It's actually really good. Very good website.
Thanks. You know, at the moment, you might see it partly smallish on the small side, but I found out how to widen it to put the whole screen. So I'm doing an update in the web pages, things like that. So you find that MrMarkUK1.tk that was made for iWeb on the Mac. Anyway, you can also go and like the Facebook page MrMarkUK1. You can go subscribe to me, MrMarkUK1, or MrMarkUK1 blogs. MrMarkUK1 at the moment has got like 98 videos, so we're nearly 100 videos, which is excellent. I'm pretty excited for the 100th video. I'm not sure what I'm going to do, but I don't know yet. But hey,
100th video, did you say?
Yeah, we got 98 videos, so yeah. Nearly 100. Also, coming up this week in MrMarkUK1 World, will be the review of the MacBook.
Mm.
That's exciting. Can't wait to film it. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at MrMark94U. Mark94UK. I forgot my Twitter name for a bit.
I think people would have been wondering from the lower third down the bottom of like, oh, that Twitter name must be wrong.
Yes, it's Mark94UK. I believe that's it. Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, thank you very much, Mark, and I will just go through my links. Like everyone knows, I think now that I'm from BevTV, I run a YouTube channel called BevTV. That's where Macmania basically comes from. And you can find BevTV on YouTube at youtube.com/BevTV1. We have a website at BevTV1.weebly.com. Very good website, I should say. We've got a free downloads tab now, so you can go and see all the collection of downloads that I have downloaded in my time as being on the computer, I guess you could say. That's all BevTV1.weebly.com. You can find me on Twitter at BevRB5. You can also find BevTV on Twitter at BevTV1. Facebook.com/BevTV1 is where you can find the BevTV Facebook page, and then you can also find me on Google+ and MySpace and Twitter at BevRB5 as well. I don't think I forgot any links. Oh yeah, YouTube.com/BevTV2 is the second channel, but I haven't really been doing much videos on there, because I don't know why. Just haven't really wanted to vlog or anything. And I'll also go through the Macmania links as well. You can email us, macmania@gmail.com, facebook.com/macmania71, and macmania71 on Twitter. And I also should point out as well, BevTV has actually got an email now, so you can contact BevTV at bevtv1@hotmail.com. That is bevtv1@hotmail.com, and that's where you can email us if you have any questions, or we're taking people in. If you want to feature on the BevTV channel, you can email us there and get more information on that. It's all bevtv1@hotmail.com. Email us there. What were you going to say, Mark?
Also, I have an email for my main channel, Mr. Mark UK, a public email,
okay,
which is MrMarkUK1@hotmail.com.
Okay, great. We're all getting emails. I actually floated the idea because I want to take people to feature on, more people to feature on my channel, because I don't know why. I just want more viewers, I guess. I can't do it on my own. But anyway, and I also should point out as well, we have a show now called Live at Night. Very funny episode on Friday, I've got to say. Mark, you were there. What did you think of the Live at Night on Friday?
Yeah, very good, apart from that one crazy person who wants to talk about gay marriage.
Hey, I know, we had a long discussion on gay marriage. I know it's sad. You can find the highlights of episode 1 at youtube.com/BevTV1. It's the latest video, except when I put Macmania up, it won't be the latest video. It was really funny, though. We talked about a lot of other things as well, but it's at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern, 9 o'clock a.m. GMT, UK time. It's at BevTV Live, blogtv.com/people/BevRB55, and go there. I'm the host of the show, and you can go into the chat room. Join the chat room. It's the only show that I interact with the chat room, so go there. And if you remember the BevTV Live days, it's like that. So, yeah, go there. Have fun. It's only an hour show. So, yeah, that's all my links. I guess that wraps it up, I guess. For another episode, yep, of Macmania, the third episode for this year. It was great to be back. Really great to be back.
And your first show this year.
I know, first show. It went all well. I tell you, I had no issues in this episode.
No, which is good.
Yeah, I know. I feel really, really, really happy that I had no issues. So it's really good. So, anyway, we'll be back next week. We'll notify you if we do the live event on Friday, Thursday, whatever, wherever you are. So until next week's Macmania, I will... anything else you want to say, by the way, Mark, before we wrap up?
Nope.
Okay. All right, then. Well, I guess it's a goodbye for now, and we will see you next week on another episode of Mac Mania. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.